Newsbreak podcast.
I was with family, and when I got the call that I could go to this expo, I was ecstatic. It was something that I never even dreamed that I could do, and it was way beyond my goals. So I was very excited, and nothing like this has happened for me where I actually got to leave the country. So yeah, I was very excited.
Dia, can you take me through PIP, plastic incinerated by plastic? What is it all about?
PIP stands for plastic incinerated by plastic. And what I've done is I've taken plastic and I've used it to burn more plastic. And this basically is a closed system of plastic burning itself. But the problem with burning plastic was that there were emissions that were released, and these are toxic emissions. So what I had to do was I had to find a way to clean these emissions. And I did that by turning it into a paste and adding it to asphalt to make the roads stronger. It took me about 2 years to get to where I am in the project right now.
And you are off to Taiwan next week on the 6th of February. Can you tell me about what that journey is going to entail for you?
It is going to entail that I travel to Taiwan firstly, and then we're going to meet all the other students that have made it to this round in the expo. And I'm going to present my project to the different judges and I'm sure to other members of the audience. And they will choose who they think has made an innovation which appeals to them. But it's also going to include, you know, tours, and mainly I think the experience is meeting other students and their innovations.
How would you like to see such a project implemented in South Africa, and what difference do you think that it could make going forward in our country?
I would like to see this project used in non-profit industries where they collecting the plastic, because I have reached out to different companies that collect plastic, and we could work with them to burn the plastic and eventually solve a lot of the issues surrounding plastic pollution, and hopefully this will help to reduce some of that plastic.
What sort of support structure did you have in terms of your school and your family maybe when developing this? Obviously COVID hit and then you still had school work to do, and that was obviously marred by the lockdowns, and you had online learning and you're in matric now. How are you balancing all of this?
There is a lot of work that I have to catch up on, but the school has been very accommodating and they have been very supportive and have shared all my information and my achievements proudly. And I have received a lot of support from my family members as well. And they're all cheering me on and very excited for this new sort of chapter that I'm going to enter.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.